Good morning. We continue with Chayyadim. The class on Matzayin was learning Simon Gimel. So the Chayyadim is moving into clarifying the halachas of Kibbutz Abayim. He finished his introduction. But even in Simon Gimel, when he talks about the halachic aspect of it, he's still approaching it somewhat from a Hashkafa Musar approach. And in Simon Dal, he will get to more pratim. Akibud uba machshava uba maisa uba dibur. You have to understand that giving somebody kibud is obviously through the actions that you do, and how you speak to and about the person. But it's also about your attitude and your thoughts. Uba machshava kedeksiv nivza beinov nimos vesyiri Hashem yechabed. Pasuk in Tillim, where David HaMelech goes through describing the person who has many milas. And he says one of them is that Nivza Be'enov, he looks at himself as lowly. And Nimos, he does not take any type of gaiba for himself. But at the same time, as Yirei Hashem Yechabed, he looks at himself as lowly, but he doesn't pull everybody else down with him. He is lowly. He is not somebody which is worthy of praise and recognition. But there are people out there which are worthy of praise and recognition. So this is referring to Nizah Be'enov, Nimas is describing the person's thought process that was going on inside of his mind. So similarly, the Yirei Hashem Yechabed is referring to in the thought process as well. It can't mean that internally you do not respect them. Practically, you are respecting them. So he's taking out of the pasuk. He relates unto himself in a low fashion, and we're contrasting, is saying that the Yirei Hashem Yechabed, he's relating to them differently. If he just means he's going to give them respect, but not that he internalizes that, so then he's basically the same as him. So what's the contrast? That he has an awe and respect for these individuals, even though he himself perceives himself as not being of that stature, he recognizes that others are of that stature. So then he says, takes the same concept of Yirei Hashem Yechabed and applies it now to the psukim of Kibbutz Abayim, that the Kibbutz Abayim, the responsibility is to look at one's parents is as if they are the elites of the generation. They are the nichbadei haaretz, even though general people perceive them as being basic and simple. In his own eyes, he needs to see them with tremendous awe and respect. Vzeu ikra kibud, and the Chayyadim says the primary element of kibud requires this, because even if he keeps all of the elements of kibbutz at the practical level, in the dibur and the maisa, but if inside he does not respect them, so you're going to have a situation shim lo kein, a person does not generate the proper attitude. He just is going through the actions. Hareksiv bepiv ubisvos of kibduni, v'libar richak mimeni, rochak mimeni, that a person gives kavod to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But in his heart, he's distanced from Hashem because he's not giving him kavod inside of his heart. So we're applying the same concept to the parent as well, that the true kavod that the pasuk is describing is not just doing it, but it's feeling it, meaning it. So here we are, that the Chayyadim is stressing very much this idea that the concept of kibbutz aveim is not just to go through the actions, but it's to create a different way of looking at one's parents. The mitzvah of Torah is that the Torah wants you to look at your parents as being extraordinary individuals. Now, they themselves do not perceive themselves as such, and maybe like you said, in regards to the way the people in general view them, they do not see them as being extraordinary individuals. But the root of the child's kavod is that in his mind, these are special people, and therefore he has a desire to mechabed them. So sometimes this is easier said than done, because it's very hard to see them as being extraordinary, etc., but they seem to be very basic. So maybe we'll try and talk about, on a practical level, how one can actually generate this thought process in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.